Okay, welcome back, all my Halakatari Yidden. I know it's been a hard time to get back. I'm sure everybody is as overtired as I am. So therefore, we won't do sheets today. I will tell you something, sheer, hopefully in the next few minutes. I don't want to take too much of your precious time away from being mechanech, your campers. I wanted to discuss the idea of chukas ha'akum. Gentile names, Gentile dress, Gentile holidays. What can we celebrate and what we can't? So we know the pasuk tells us b'chukasim lo seilechu. So of course, and also we are told that kemasei eretz Mitzrayim asher yashavtim ba, as you sat in Mitzrayim, lo saasu kemasei eretz Kanan. Don't do like they did in eretz Kanan. Asher ani mevi atchem shama lo saasu b'chukasim lo seilechu. So we have this, of course, the famous Tzuchot Lo Seilechu in Parshas B'chukosai, and then later on in Sefer Vayikra, we have this edict as well. The Pasuk seems to be quite obvious in telling us that the Isser of B'chukosai Lo Seilechu is one here that is describing the Maaseh of Eretz Mitzrayim, the way that they acted. Don't be with them, don't do like them. So this appears to be a pretty Mufurish Isser, if you will. To me, that is one that is obvious of not going in their ways. The question, of course, is what does it mean for a person to say to not go in their ways? So we have to define that. So there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Yud Ches, Yud Aleph, excuse me, that says Tanya, Sorfim al Malachim. There was a custom in yesteryear that when a king would die, they would burn all of his clothes. V'lo midarchi amori. So the Gemara asks, v'i chukahu enan hachi sorfim. So if the pasuk says v'chem lo seilechu, quoting our pasuk and achrei mos, if you're going to head and say that there's an iser of following their ways, how are you allowed to do this? Sorfim malachim was something that was created initially by the goyim. The Gemara seems to say, although we'll see if that in fact is correct. Ella de kule alma sreifalav chukahu ella chashivahu. What does this mean? The Gemara of Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Aleph says it doesn't matter that it was their custom. It's chashuv, and if it's chashuv, then it's okay. Again, Gentile kings used to burn all their clothing. They would burn their clothing after they died, seemingly so that nobody would get hana from it. Nobody would sell it on eBay of the day. Nobody would go. It was covered. And says the Gemara, that's not considered to be Darche Amori. That's not Chukosei Mosilecha. Why? Because it's defined as Chashuv. Interesting. Another Gemara. The Gemara tells us about the Gemara in Sanhedrin Dafnun Beis. Mishnah. Mitzvahs Hanorgim, we know that we had Mitzvahs Basin. So the Mishnah defines Mitzvahs Basin and says, well, what about certain types of Misa? The Gemara said, Tanya Amor Lahu. Rabbi Hudlo Chachamim, Afani Yodeya Shemesa. So there are certain types of misa. Shaharei, it says B'chosem Lo Seilechu, and therefore Sayif Be'oraisa Lomenu. Even though if it's in the Torah, maybe we're going to say that it's still us. Or why? Because that's the way the Goyim follow the way. So if beheading is now something that is, unfortunately, as we know even today, something that is done as like the misa of the Goyim that want to prove something, maybe we shouldn't do it anymore. So the Ran comes along and defines for us and says as follows. The Ran here, actually in Avodah Zarah, says, Lefishlo asr Torah, el chukul shel avoided kochavim, el devarim shel hevel batala. You know what's asr? Things of hevel batala. What does that mean? Things that don't make any sense. The kulon yesh bahem tzarech avoided kochavim. That have a tzarech avoided kochavim. We'll see in a moment what that means. Tzarech, is there something that is embedded in Avodah Zarah? Ella, aval, excuse me, dvarim shel tam, things that have a reason, or that make sense, like srofim ha-malachim, tamu ikka, tzarech avogdam, chose covered for them. Below tashmish, that you shouldn't use their stuff. So therefore what? It's mutter. So again, defined. As long as this is not something that is traced back to a non-Jewish custom of Avodah Zarah, understands, it makes sense, it has meaning to it, it's mutter. The example, obviously, if you have a king that's not Jewish, a Jewish king, and he dies, they don't want people walking around with his stuff. So therefore, sofer malacha makes a lot of sense. This reminds me of when I was working in the Ministry of Defense. So the new head of the Ministry of Defense in New York office, it's a real chashuv position. So he came on maybe about 2 years after we started, and he called me into the office and he said, "I heard that you're like the rabbi of our mission here. You're like the rabbi of the mission." I didn't have a smicha then. So I said, "Okay, what's up?" So he says, "I need you to put mezuzahs on my doors in my apartment." They have mezuzahs already, but Yitzchak Mordechai was the Minister of Defense, and when he comes to visit, he's very makbid on mezuzahs. It was very mesorati, and that was the thing. So I want the nicest mezuzahs you can get. Good. So I went, got beautiful mezuzahs for him, and I went there to put them up. Oh, wow, what an apartment. Gorgeous apartment. A lot of shilohs on mezuzahs. I had to, you know, call different rabbanim, take pictures, so on and so forth. When I got there, there was a moving company, and they were taking out the couches and the TVs and the whole ganze geschäft. And I said, "What's going on here? My high." And they, the wife was there. She said, "Yeah, when a new person comes in, a new head of the mission, you're allowed to buy all new stuff. But for security reasons, they hired this company to sofer al malachim, take out all the stuff that was there. You can't dedicate it, donate it. Shema, maybe in the couch there's some secret information. Maybe in the TV they'll find, and they burn everything." This was the most bothersome thing. You can imagine, the guy lives there, the guy before him lived there for 4 years. They're taking out mamish new stuff and they burn them. I was also thinking, though, the Italian company that was moving them, "Yeah, forget about it, we're gonna burn it." Like, it's hard for me to believe they actually did surfing on Malachim over there. So sometimes you have to. So here the Ran defines it and says, this is something that makes sense. So now we can start to understand, so something that makes sense is okay. And very early on, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, the Rama quotes the Sheilos HaTshuvos of the Maharik. The Maharik codified this in the following case, a very practical case. In hospitals, back in the yesteryear, in the Maharik's time, there was a very serious change that was made. And they wanted to not give cover to the doctors, but they wanted to be able to identify the doctors, so they gave each of them a white cape. And they would wear this cape, and that cape would define what they were and who they were. So that you could readily know if you're in the hospital and you needed a doctor, there's your doctor. Nowadays, you had the white coat, very similar, although now I think it's moved away, and now, you know, you don't wear the white coat anymore. So he was asked the question, "Linias taiti nira." This is the Ma'arik in Siman Peches. "The Dover Pashut, the Lo Asur Mishum Chok, Ella Mishnei Chalakim. Ha'echad Hu Adover Asher Ein Tam Nigla Kamaisi Loshen Chok." It's like a chok, you know, lahavdil, but a chok like paraduma. I don't understand it. So why are you doing this, right? That would be Asur. I'm just doing it because the goyim do it. Like the Rashi says in Parshas Kedoshim, Chusayim Elu Gazru HaMelech She'ein Lahem Tamu L'Davar. There's no time for the Davar. Kevan Shu Asa Davar Mishuneh Asher Ein Bo Tam. You're doing something that absolutely, positively makes no sense. That is going to be Asur. Why? Because that's showing that I'm following the ways. Bichuko Seim Lo Se Lecho. Don't follow the ways of the Gaya. But says the Maharik, should you have a reason for it? So that makes sense. Why? Because if there's a reason for it, so then what? Then the tam is mufurish. We know the tam. So that shouldn't be usher. That's the way we define it. He continues and he says, like this. That's reason number one. So he says, reason number one, just to define again, Kevin Shehu Asa Davar Mishunah Asher Ein Bo Tam Nigla Ella Shehem Noagim Kain As Niravadai. That's Kinimshach Achara. You're following their ways for no reason. Inyan Hasheni Chuka Hagoyim Davar Asher Shayach Bo Nidned Pritzut Gedr Hasniyut. He says it's like Snius. You're following their ways to be like them, mistama, in an immodest way. Halalu divrei shachatz v'gavahim. And this is not the way that from people should follow. The af gamzot nira the hainu dafka kishu ois the kedei l'hamot aleihem. Chiyai gavna lo shayach iser zeh. But in our case of the white cape, that's great. Why? Why are they doing it? To show a distinction. They're not doing it stomp for pritzos, certainly not. The Ramah defines this pritzos idea, the Ramah's chiddush, is that pritzos mamish, like red begadim, that there would be an iser for a woman to wear not just al tznius, she's also over b'chosem l'seilecho. If she wears a style that is just worn for pritzos reasons, right? I don't know if women ever thought about this. She's violated not only the iser of not being sneus, but b'chosem l'seilecho. Very interesting. Yes, sir.
You just mentioned it quickly about red, about the color red.
Is that,
some people still hold on to it, like, do we?
So just to define, though, we're not talking about the wrong thing.
Like somebody here, like, not in here, like,
I don't think so.
She won't wear red.
Yeah, so the question is, it's something that's alluring. First of all, just take out of our minds for a moment, there is actually. B'chusein lo seilecho, the definition that's actually given, Rav Shechter pointed out, he once gave an amazing shiur, I think it was in the Bokatan synagogue, about superstitions and all these different things, what's mutter, what's not. So he said, the only thing I could tell you is that first the Rishonim speak about the red bendel. It talks about a red, that's amazing, a red something that people would wear to protect from Ayin Hara. And he said, that's the only thing that you could find in the Rishonim that says mefurish, that's an Issa Daraisa, because that's what the Goyim used to do. So there's no inyan there. When you go down to the kotel and the guy's selling it, you should tell him, "Mam is b'chusim l'seilecha. Mam is shoyver." There's no such thing, right? Like, oh, this red bendel they put around the kevarach. I don't know. No, that really mam is. So a lot of people wear that. It's a big problem if you define it like that. Whatever. Chef has other some good stuff. His bottom line, by the way, is just like, let's stop.
Most people, that's like a little bit.
Right. I hope people understand that. But a person should realize, by the way, just as parenthetically, that he said it's very, very good mussar. We're all wanting for skulas. You want a skula? Learn Torah. You want a skula? Do mitzvahs. Right? Somebody once came to Rav Shachter. I don't know if this is really true. I never heard it from Rav Shachter. But apparently the story goes around that they went to Rav Shachter. Rav Shachter, can I have a bracha? Maybe he goes like, because you want a bracha? Eat something. Say Shachol Nevedvaro. What greater bracha than the bracha that Hashem gave you? Shachol Nevedvaro. Okay. So the Ramah takes this Maharik, an exact question, and he also defines pritzos. And he says that a person could be over in pritzos if he's trying to be, right? Mistama could be, we could think of some way that it would apply to men as well. It's interesting, in the Sheilos HaTshuvos of the B'nai Banim is Rav Henkin. Just to be honest, many of his tshuvas are, many people say are controversial. This one's not. Here he writes, there's a lot of different issues, questions that they're wonderful to read. Not everybody agrees with what he says. Kusavli, Harav Shenimsa, she says he quotes in the name of the Chazon Ish, Shekasav Omnam Roy Liyire Hashem, that somebody who's a divrei Hashem b'malvush v'sharen yonim l'derech hayoses sneers kemina chaverim aval iser b'chosem l'seilecho eino ella b'misava lehemdot lahem, to be like them. I desire to be like them. Aval lo b'ohov es hayofi. Right, this is a good definition of the Chazon Ish. He says it's not that I'm just wearing. This is important for clothes, right? Why do we wear clothes, right? I woke up this morning, I decided to put on this Banana Republic shirt. So why Banana Republic and not the Walmart shirt from George for $5? So what are you going to tell me? You give me now all the excuses in the world. This is a, you know, teenagers like to say, no, it's better material, it's better. It's not, okay? It's the same thing. It's made in China, it's made in Vietnam, it's made in Cambodia. Big deal. They're all the same. What's the difference? You know, they could try to trick you and say, Italian style. And then you're looking, it's made in China. Italian style, what does that mean? Some Italian guy looks at him, hey, forget about it. No, there's nothing there. So, the Chazon Ish says, Misava, I want to dress like them. I would say there, the greatest example of that is when you have, hopefully we don't have any teens that do this, but there's a minhag. People establish nice minhag that people wear low-ride pants. Right? You ever see this? You know, this is what is famous in the gangs. Yeah. So why? So the answer is that apparently where this came from was in jail, they don't give you belts so that you don't kill yourself or hurt somebody else with it. So the pants are always falling down. So it's a gang thing to show, hey, you know, like a gang guy, you sew half of your boxers. So that, mamash to me, is b'chosem l'selecho. I'm desiring to be like them. The Chazon Ish's definition. The Chazon Ish continues in the B'nai Banim. V'chein, ze'eno asar ela b'davar shenahog wa'obod kachavim l'shum princess. K'gon shenagul avosh mo'fish adumim. A person went ahead and they're wearing big day adumim. I'm quoting now the Rama. K'gon shenagul avosh mo'fish adumim. The part they had that. Oh, b'davar shenagul l'minag l'chok ve'ein tam. There's no reason. But, l'michishba mishum dachay mori. It schmecks. It has the smell of it. Example there would be Halloween. There's probably not one person who goes and trick-or-treats and says, oh, l'shem yichud kitshabrichi, l'shchinte, because of Saint Halloween, whatever it is. They're not doing it because of that. But says the Rama, it doesn't matter. As long as that was the original reason, you have a problem. Avav davar shenaglu toeles, something that has an actual reason, kigon shedarko, shekol misha hu rofe, mumche, yeshel malbush miyuchad, for you to wear a uniform. You can't tell me, it's darchei amori because a police officer, they're making him wear this uniform. There's a reason for that. He needs to identify himself. A doctor needs to identify himself. Therefore, it makes a lot of sense. V'chein she'oysa mishum kovud utam acher. That's okay. So even if it's being done mishum tam of kovud, I'm wearing this to show that I'm the minister, to show that. That would be mutter to do. And he quotes the Ran in this regard. One side point is the Minchas Chinuch Mitzvah Resh Nun Aleph. The Minchas Chinuch defines, I think, to me, the reason why Chassidim dress the way that they do. Many people like to say, oh, the Chassidim, what are they doing? They're just dressing like nobility of the 1600s, right? That's what they did. Right, that, you know, there's no source in halacha for the strangle, right? There isn't. The Becker show. So they're dressing the way, that's the way people used to dress. Says the Minchas Chinuch the following. The nearly pasha, the mutterly Yisrael, to wear malbusham hakodmim, asher akam azavu, ata, kevan shisal nekabram musham. I want to show that we are different, so we're going to dafka wear the old clothes. And people are like, what are you, Amish? What are you doing? Yeah, this is not become Alan Bush. Even though it made sense in the 1600s. So you can't do it in the 1600s, but you can wear older styles because that's being miyached you to live like that. So I think maybe that would be the source and why we can't say anything. And the Hasidim, they're dressing like others. Now, it happens to be the Hasidim take it a step further. And they actually change. I think I'm right about this. We wear our buttons on the right side. So they wear it on the left side. So apparently it's also, I spoke to a chassid about this. He claimed it was also Api Kabbalah, where the button should be. It's hard to believe that, right? I don't know what. Okay, fine, maybe. But what? Exactly. So I thought that was funny because women's shirts, daf could do it the other way. That's how you know the difference. You know, sometimes you walk into a store and they're like tricking. I seem to be that guy that always walks into like the store, like the Banana Republic, whatever. And I walk in and I'm like looking around. I'm like, oh, I'm on the woman's side. You know, I'm like on the wrong side. Sometimes you can't tell the difference, you know? So the easy difference is that it's on the other side. So that's a really strange thing. But Hussein lo seilechu, yeah, but Big Day Isha, I don't know. Okay, whatever. No. Forget about the tights that they wear. Okay, fine. So, fine. So when it's a straight, think about it, right? It's not a joke, right? They mamash wear like these for Shabbos. They, you know, some of the Hasidic sects wear tights. Okay, so the answer is the reason why it's not usher is because they make it for men, right? Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, I remember he had a very good funny. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was very, very funny. I always say that coming from myself, a comedian, you know, that means a lot. And so he once said, we were talking about the isser of big deisha, so on and so forth, and this. So somebody asked him about dyeing your hair. So we know there's a mefurash issue, you can't dye your hair. So he says, but one of the reasons they say it's asur is because it's big deisha, it's the way women do. So he says, how can you go ahead and say that? Because they have what is called the dye for men, what's it called? So the company? Just for men. He says, just for men! He said, his mom is there defining that it can't be big deisha. It's called just for men. So he said, that can't be the reason. There's other reasons. But so nowadays, you know, you can't. I remember, you know, when it comes to pants, it's the same thing. You can't tell me the reason why a woman can't wear pants. There's sneeze reasons, for a preacher's reason. But you can't say that the reason is big day ish, because it's made for women. They're not wearing men's pants. So that's a hard thing to go ahead and say that you'll be able to find like that. So Rav Moshe was asked the following question. Rav Moshe was asked, how are these modern Orthodox people allowed to walk around and look exactly like God? We're wearing all the same clothes. Nobody here is dressed in a way that's a miyuchad, except your yarmulke and your tzitzis. But why are you allowed to do that? Stomach's a problem, no? I would think 101. This is like, how are you allowed to dress the way that you dress? No offense. Me, it's fine, no. Right? If you think about it, just on another level, we're slaves to fashion. In the sense that we'll go to stores because, okay, I don't blame you, but the way that the media, the advertisements have defined it, you already know the levels. You know for sure that, like, Banana Republic, Shkoyach, if really things are not good financially, you know, Gap, and then, like, Mamish, if I'm poor, Old Navy. They're all owned by the same company, right? They're all different. Okay, the eye does train us to think that these shirts are nicer, this is a nicer style, this is... But why? Right? We could save thousands of dollars. So says Rav Moshe. The Gambalaz, this is in your day, Simon Chelik Aleph, Simon Pei Aleph. Isser Malvush Nachri, who kimat kol b'nei Yisrael lovshim, Mabushelo. Everybody wears this. Me Omer Shehei Malvush Nachrim. Why do you tell me that this is Goyish address? It's made for everybody. V'al Yisrael lovshim bekan b'malvushem u'madu alo ne'amar. The company didn't get up and say one morning, I'm Tommy Hilfiger, I make clothes only for Christians. Right? That's a rumor that was spread. They said that he was once on, he was on Oprah many years ago, and she brought him on Dafka because she heard that he said, if I knew that blacks and Jews were going to wear my clothing, I would have never gone into the clothing business. What an anti-Semite, what an anti-racist, anti-black. So she put him on, and he's like, I never said anything like that. You can't blame my brand for something that they put on the internet, which is, you know, my competitors maybe did, and they did a great job, because people still today say, yeah, he said it, but it's not true. He really did believe. If you can come up with a company who really mamish make clothes only for their contingency, maybe you would have a riot. So someone told me once, although I don't think this is true, that FUBU, For You, By You, Damon John, was originally created only for the African-American population. And then when he saw that other people wanted to wear it, so he went ahead and so I don't know if that to be true at all. Then someone said, no, you know, one of the owners of the company is actually Jewish, so how can you say that? I don't know. If you can come up with a company that actually makes clothing and it's not for Jewish people, they make it for their own people, maybe you would have. Rav Moshe says, Banana Republic makes clothes for everybody. They would love for Jews to wear it. So therefore, you can't tell me that that's b'chosem lo silecha. The af, v'chein af, lahagra, kimivur, b'sof. The gra is very stringent here. Sof, sivkatan zayin, shepolig al haran, umaharik, v'harama, v'sover, d'chol mavusham yuchad l'nochem ezaser. Right, I didn't quote this. Again, this is not a lumda shashir. I have a real nice lumda shashir. We can go through all the rishonim and machalikas within it. But the gra is so strict, and the gra says what? He says, I don't understand the Ran. I don't understand the Rama. I don't understand the Marik. If it's Goyish address, you can't wear it. Gamkein, he said, the Gadim Shayu Loshim, Lobishvel Nachal Levushim, Ba'af Hekdimu Hanachal Levusham. We would have thought of it, says Rav Moshe, says, according to the Gra. We would have thought of the dress. They got there first. You're not allowed to do it. The Raya by Matseva, that we had the Matseva, and then the Goyim started copying it, so then we said, but it's not a rule anymore, because now it became, even though we came up with the first, no, you can't do it. Right. So the question is, how far would the grah go? Rav Moshe disagrees with this wholeheartedly. And he says that we can wear, quote unquote, goyish dress, because it's not goyish dress. It's dress for everyone. Now, it is true that even men, and we often don't know this, we don't remember this, that the laws of pritzus don't only apply, being sniastic, don't just apply to women. We always say, we have to dress in a certain way as well. I'm not talking now about this, can we wear shorts, can we wear, I'm not talking about that. I think that's fine. But certain types of dress we would consider to be not sniastic. For a person to walk around an amusement park wearing gathered clothing or wearing, you know, whatever it might be, exposing, you know, not wearing a shirt or exposing his heart, or that's not the way a Jew dresses. Certainly not wearing tzitzis. That, I think everybody would agree to. That's not sniastic. There may be, because what are you dressing like this for? I want to be like them. That's the way, you know, the people on TV I see it. But to stop wear clothing that you're wearing for comfort, so the Gra disagrees, but says Rav Moshe, that's, it's clothing for everybody. So it's an interesting thing that those that, you know a little bit about our wonderful religion, a lot of times people will define you. Of course, the line is the clothes make the man, but on the opposite side, sometimes other frum people will, you know, so I know the difference when I'm going to a certain event. So I'll wear a white shirt and black pants. I'm not a white shirt, black pants guy. Right? That's more out of cover. This is the event. This is what you wear. I'm not talking about a simcha. We know we all wear different clothing. Yes, I'm not here. Chosein Leislecha doesn't involve the way we should dress on Shabbos. That Shabbos is miyuchan, and we should have special clothing that people look at us and they would say, wow, what's going on here? Oh, this is our Sabbath. This is the way we dress. Right? So Rav Moshe seems to allow almost all forms of dressing, assuming that it's a kabbalistic way to dress, because the non-Jews didn't make it just for them. They made it for us, and there's certainly no avodah zarah behind it. So it seems to be a mutter.
Same way for us, though.
What?
Like, Jews that have, like, shops or whatever that sell stuff, they, I mean, like, make it specifically for Jews, do they?
I mean, maybe... I don't know. I don't think Decker shows are made for Goyim. Meaning, I would wonder, you know...
Maybe they made it in their mind specifically with Jews, but if a goy would walk in, like...
I don't know if they would sell him a Borsellino hat. I don't know, even though Borsellino is probably not a Jewish company. I don't know if they would. I don't know. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not a, it's not like giving a goy a tzitzis to wear, let's say. You know what I'm saying? And breaking out color. Yeah.
Find this made for X people. Like, who it's marketed to?
No, I don't think so. It's hard to believe that there's any company like this that would say, this we're making for the Christians, and we would be very upset if even the Mormons wore it. If even, the, you know, certainly the Jews. Hard to believe that. That's what Rav Moshe is meaning. That's what Rav Moshe is saying. He's saying, it doesn't exist. So don't go ahead and tell me, oh, look at him, he's fry. He's wearing he's wearing an alpha from the Gap. It's really, really not right. But sometimes you have it. We're judged by the way that we look. There's no question about it. Yes, sir.
There's certain, like, looks that, I'm not going to say this, but okay. Some schwarzes wear, you
know. Ooh, don't use that word, please. Don't ever use that word.
Yeah.
First of all, we're going to lie to our second of all, we don't use the word. It's a derogatory term.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That they wear, like a do-rag, or like,
Mistum, so we said before, it happened to be you weren't here for the first number of minutes, because you had other things to do, but we said, I gave the example of the low-ride pants. That's a gang thing. They did that because they're in jail. They can't wear it. We said, so you're right, wearing a do-rag, yeah, that's defined. If you're defined to be, I want to be like them. That's what the definition of the Chazon Ish was. You're right. Yeah, that's wrong. But to stop wear a shirt, I'm not.
That means a certain look that the kids wear, like specifically like.
Even like haircuts, I think, also would be.
Yeah.
I think you could violate, but Jose Luis, they don't care. But there's a certain, I'm not talking about us or haircuts, mom. But let's say doing a step, or doing a, right. So again, the other thing is, I'm not going to be so stark on this. There are others that say, yeah, wearing a jersey, mom is just the worst thing in the world. I've heard a number of shirim, one shirim in particular, and I'm not going to quote the person because it's on Yom Tov this year, but I'm saying it in a negative light, but I understand what he was saying. I disagree with him. He's a great Rav. He was talking about wearing jerseys and how we how dare us let our children wear jerseys. We're allowing them to define themselves with these horrible people, many of them, of course. And he gave names. He named names. Right? How many sports do we know? This one was in jail. This one raped someone. This one. And they let them play. They still do it. It's wrong. You're letting your kids define with a name, Mamish, on the back. They can't. They're not even themselves. Doesn't even say Hartstein on the back. It says the guy. I want to be like this person so much. There's a huge. You know, we were just in Boston. You know, in Boston. So you went to Patriots. They're selling out on every single thing. So much so that they. What you know? There was a store. There is a store that I used to go to. My kids who don't like me. This is what I would get them. So there's a store in New Jersey. It's like a closeout store. So they have like all the old jerseys. The guy that got traded to the other team jerseys, you know what I mean? For like $10. So cheap. So I bring them home and my son was like, Abba, come on. I'm not going to wear this now. Like, who would wear the jersey if the guy's not on the team anymore? Because obviously you're not wearing it for the jersey. You're wearing it because I want to be like him. So you're right. I agree with you. I agree with his point in the sense of, you know, maybe it's not the best. But I don't think it's so. I don't know. It's not right. I'll give you an example. I was just saying when I was in Boston last year, when we went to Boston. So all my kids. I don't know if my wife. I can't believe my wife did this on purpose. But one day, so my two kids that went on the trip, they were wearing Yankees jerseys. I can't imagine that my wife knew the shtick, right? And I happen to be wearing a Yankee hat. So we're walking around Quincy Market, and of course the guy comes up to me and he says, you know, in his thick Boston accent, "You got some gall coming here and wearing that, you know." And then he was like, they were little kids. He wasn't crazy. And he's like, all right, you know, whatever. He goes, you know, and they started trash talking me. Oh, I'm like, okay. I don't know what you're talking about. Right. And my little kids were like, what's the Yankees, Abba? You know, it's blue, it's always blue and white for Eric's job. Fine. So I hear what you're saying. It's a good lesson. There's a famous, I forgot who it was. I forgot which school. I'm sorry, I forgot now. But there's a school who the principal has behind his desk signed baseballs. Right, so if you were a parent and you walked in, so you could give the same word. What a chutzpah. Principal, this is how he defines himself. But if you look carefully, this is really true. The baseballs are signed by Rav Schachter, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, right? I think, maybe I'm wrong, I think maybe even Rav Nelson Zvinkel. And his point was to show his Talmidim that what's the whole zach of getting an autograph? Right? So if it's an investment, I'm going to sell it. Okay, I hear your vort. Let's go. Okay, it's an investment like anything else. I got coins in my house. I got stick. But if you're doing it because, look, I have, you know, like I was in a few months ago. We were in Tel Aviv for the night, my wife's birthday. And it happened to be we're in the hotel with the 40 Hall of Famers who came to Israel with the owner of the Patriots. And so there, right, they all came downstairs. All the Israelis like, so I knew. Some of them, at least, I know who John Montana is. So I asked him for it. So my son's like, "Can you get autographs?" So I said to him, "If you're getting the autographs, because one day it'll be worth a lot of money, shkoyach." So then, do it. But to stop getting an autograph because I idolize him and I think, "Oh, who cares? I don't care." So you want to get autographs? Get autographs with the gedolim. You want to put them on a baseball? Why not? I think it was a beautiful chinuch lesson. Okay, let's move forward. We have to go. So, what about Gentile names? It's become a lot more popular nowadays, Baruch Hashem, to have Jewish names, but that's not so right. You have. I'm sure you've heard of people who have names that are Matthew, Mamash Matthew, right? I don't know. We haven't had a Chris yet, right? But I don't know. I'm thinking maybe I'm wrong. James, and even my name. I have an English name, Daniel, but my Hebrew name is Dov. So what does Ramosha say about this? The Gambalas in Shayach Isser Malvush Nachrim. Oh, sorry. Ramosha also says Chelik Dal and Orachaim Simon Samach Vav. Yeah, it's true. The Gemara in Gittin speaks about, I think it's Tosos over there, says about what? How horrible it is. The Medina Sayyam writing Gittin with the weirdest names in the world. Right? People are coming with names that are Goyish names. What happened to the Yiddish names? Now, it's true that whenever we name a baby, at the most modern of Orthodox, they always have a Jewish name. Nobody says, V'karshim obi Yisrael, you know, James, Matthew. No, it always has a Jewish name. Okay, they don't use that name. It's not so sure. V'shemos nashim, heim b'yoser etzleinu, shehem b'nei Ashkenaz, b'shemot Ashkenaz, migdoli svard. They have some weird names. So now you go ahead and he starts to define. What about the Rambam? Moshe ben Maimon. His father's name was Maimon. Maimon's not a Jewish name. Rabbi Yishmael. Okay, Yishmael's in the Torah. But the name itself, and he gives Rav Gidl, and he goes through the Rav Papa's Papa. So those weren't. But they became Jewish names. There's a tshuva where, I think of Rav Moshe as well, if I'm not mistaken. All right, a good question. What about somebody whose name is Yaakov. Moshe. Great name. So they want a name for the grandfather who passed away. Turns out the grandfather was not known to be the greatest guy in the world. His name happened to be Yaakov, but he was a Rasha. Shmo Kenu, he's a Rasha. What do you do? Says, I think it was Rav Moshe, when you name the baby, have in mind Yaakov Avinu, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. Have in mind the good gadol, right? It'll be covered for your parents, keep it out of aim, they want you to name for the grandfather. Shin follows me. A name is a very, very big deal. A person who gives a name is considered to be, they say that you get special Sata Dishmaya from the Rabbanu Shalom when you name somebody. A lot of times we know this, right? You know, names of people, you're like, how is that possible that they had the name? Rav Moshe Feinstein, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rambam, Moshe, right? It's amazing. People have names, right? And then you have other people. I once, Rabbi Pesach Krohn. He said, my parents named me, how did they know? What does the word Pesach mean? Pesach, right, from the Pesach. To open your mouth, he said, my second name is Yosef. So Pesach, Yosef, to open my mouth a lot. Because that's what I do for a living, right? So sometimes you get that name. My Hebrew name is Dov Menachem. So my parents had Sata Shemaya, knowing that I am sometimes mean, I'm a bear, Menachem, but at the end of the day, I'm comforting. And I just made that up. Fine. So, he doesn't think it's a problem. Usher Weiss, Hidarko Bakoidish, totally disagrees with the Teshuva of Rav Moshe. He says, what do you mean? You quoted the Tosfos, right, and many other sources, and says, it's a problem in definition of a name that's not Jewish. A person shouldn't have this. I actually know somebody who, during the baby naming, they said, B'kor Shel V'Yisrael, and he said the name, and the rabbi looked at him and goes, nope, can't do that name. He's like, what do you mean? He goes, I'm the rabbi. That's not a good name. You know, I don't care. So that's what he did. Even by English names. I think Rabbi Marcus in Staten Island, so he had a, so he wouldn't let certain names. I remember we have a cousin, my wife's cousin. His name is Mordechai. Gary, they named him. His name was supposed to really be Matthew. Mordechai is an English, right? It's an English name for the English name. Even for the English name, he would say you can't have this name. It's not appropriate, Matthew. Okay, I don't know. Finally, one of the inyanim that comes, as we said, we speak about holidays. So, what about Thanksgiving? So there's a good raid about Thanksgiving. Remember, they said that Rav Salvation would stop Shir to have his Thanksgiving Suda. He would stop early so people could go to Thanksgiving Suda. Rav Moshe has a number of different tshuvas here. This is a long, long thing. We'll just do it in 2 minutes. Rav Moshe has different tshuvas here, at least two, I think maybe even three that I know of. He writes, V'davra, Hashitufut b'mei shemachshim yom hauda'a, Thanksgiving. Ke'ein chag la'asos bosuda, hinei l'chora, mekevan, shesifrei da'atam, lo uskar yom zeh. It's not in there, right? It's not in the Koran, right? And it's not in the, what they call the New Testament. V'gam lo sheta'avoba basuda, kevan shu yom zecha la'anshe ha'medina, shem gam ken sameach, they're giving hoda to Hashem. We're not allowed to do that. So he allows it. Lo nu masina b'zeh iser. And even v'lo be'achilas ha'tarnagol, even to have turkey, he doesn't think that's a problem. Aye, but it's a holiday that was made up. Okay, sounds to me there's a great history about what happened. Initially, this was only made a holiday later on. I forgot who it was, Kennedy maybe. But before they tried to, Lincoln tried to do this. And when Lincoln wrote about it, Lincoln wrote that he wanted to be a religious holiday. And he wrote some very Christian ideas there. But because that never took hold, so it wouldn't be defined by Hussein Lassi Lechol. Something like Halloween clearly would be. So again, we see that the definition of this, the Hussein Lassi Lechol, this halacha, is if we're mamish being mimdovelem, whether it's for Mishem Pritzos, there's no tam. Again, we could come up with reasons that have no tam. To wear comfortable sneakers that happen to be also Nike, that's good. That's fine. Right? Because a guy wants, remind me of the name, Sam Smiths, right? Yeah, right? So that makes no sense to me. Okay, it's true. But those are like shoes that, you know, from my dad's days that people wear, you know? Okay, so what? I don't know that. So, but to stam wear something, you know, a person comes into school and is wearing one black lace, one white lace. Why? He says, oh, I saw it on TV. It was on a show. Okay, so there maybe it's more of the coin line. Why are you dressed? That's not a style. It's just, you know, okay. Anyway, that seems to be the inyan over here. I think the Musar Haskel is obvious. We should dress appropriately to knowing that we're representing Melechas Koinim of Goy Kodosh, and that's the way that we should define ourselves amongst everything else. Have a wonderful morning and good day.